We Hunt the Flame by Hafsa Faisal, read by Ojan Genç and Lara Sawala.
A note from the author. Dear reader, this book is the culmination of a dream, and because it holds so many pieces of my soul, it's almost terrifying to know you're getting an inside glimpse. Knowing the final product now rests in your hands feels like the end. But it's only really just the beginning, isn't it? Like when I began writing We Hunt the Flame, telling myself it was to be my last, not knowing it would be my first. Zafira Iskandar, like me, will do anything for her family, even don a cloak that obscures her identity, shrouding her victories in mystery. If revealed, her every accomplishment could be derided, all because she's a woman. I wrote this without realizing that in that moment, Zafira was me. I built my platform online with a graphic as my profile image, because I knew that as myself, a veiled, very visibly Muslim girl, people would judge me before getting to know me. Zafira and I are both perfectly content with who we are. It's the external, unfounded perceptions that scare us. I've since learned to fight back against these perceptions, and Zafira will, too. She's brimming with anger, though she won't always show it. She's anxious for change, though she doesn't know how to come about it. In the end, as you'll see, she comes to one startling revelation. She doesn't have to go at it all alone. We are not alone. It may feel like it during those dark hours. It may be the truth then, too. But you will find your people. It will take some time and a little bit of work, but never, ever give up. I wrote this book for the ones like me, searching for a story in which they can find themselves and lose themselves. For a world that welcomes them, rather than serving as a reminder of how different they are. I wrote this book for those who need to see that adventure can take place anywhere, that the world of Arabia isn't as distorted as certain instruments may lead you to believe. I wrote this book because I needed to remind myself that there is indeed a light at the end of the tunnel, a flame to be hunted. And like the Zumra of We Hunt the Flame, I hope you find it too. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Shukran. Until next time, Hafsa Faisal. Love is for children, said the girl. Death is for fools, said the shadow. Darkness is my destiny, said the boy. Allegiance is my undoing, said the eagle. Suffering is our fate, said the beauty. And they were all horribly wrong. Act 1. Silver as a crescent moon. Chapter 1. People lived because she killed, and if that meant braving the arz where even the sun was afraid to glimpse, then so be it. On the occasional good day, Zafira bint Iskandar mused that she was braver than the sun itself. Most days, she couldn't wait until the evernight arz was behind her, and she was firmly rooted in the plains of her caliphate, Damasno and all. Today was one of those days, despite the antlers rough against her hands. She stepped free of the cursed prison of a forest, pretending her sigh was due to her task being complete, rather than a product of the tightly coiled fear unwinding in her heart. The morning sun kissed her cheeks in welcome. Marhaba to you too, coward. Sunlight was always faint in the caliphate of Demenhor, because the sun didn't know what to do with the snow that should be sand. Before her, the sea of white rolled out smooth and pristine, gifting her a moment's contentment in her solitude, even as her toes numbed and the air crippled her nose.